need it for TV, sorry.
Okay. Good guys?
No, I turned one second.
All right, we'll have a seat.
Okay, well, welcome. This is an exciting moment for us, and we're delighted to have Will here with us. He's the guy that Coach and Rick had their eye on. He was our number one pick. There wasn't any doubt about it, and I think they did a great job. I want to congratulate Rick and Coach for working together, because we talked about a lot of different receivers. There's some fine receivers out there. And Coach made it clear to us as to how he would use Will. And, you know, we had a chance to talk about it and debate it and talk about the other fellows. And he made it clear as to how Will could help us and how he would function. And so, you know, that makes it clear then for Rick to know what his challenge is, and all he has to do then is figure out how to get him. And he's done a great job of that, and as you know, he moved up at the very end because there was a threat. And so I want to congratulate both of you, Bill, you and Rick, for working together, and congratulate Will for great performances that you had at Notre Dame. Nice to have his family here, and we look forward to seeing you quite a bit, too. And so with that, turn it over to Will.
Well, I know I'm soft-spoken, so I'm not going to say too much, but, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, working with this team and becoming the best player I can be, you know, and, you know, eventually, you know, winning games for us, so I ain't going to say too much.
Well, what's this like for you? Obviously, yesterday was a big day, but here, being in the facility, walking around, seeing everybody you're going to be working with, what is today like for you?
It's been great, you know, meeting everyone. You know, some of the first time seeing some of these guys, but it's been great. You know, it's a dream come true, and I'm happy to be here.
This is for Rick, Will, and Bill. What do you guys expect from Will, including yourself as a rookie, and what are some of the things that you hope to do as you get him indoctrinated into your offense?
Well, I think that the most important thing is just that he comes in and puts his head down and works, and I think that we've got confidence that he will do that. Everything that we have researched about the young man and everything that we know about him indicates that that's exactly what he'll do, and if he does that, I told him today we're not asking him to be anything other than that which he is, okay? So if he does that, if he is who he is, then that's enough for us, and I think he'll help our team. I talked last night about his explosiveness and his speed and how that impacts our offense, and that's what we're looking for.
Say that again, Aaron.
Will, your hopes for your rookie season, and Bill, just kind of some of the things you want to do with him this year.
Is that for me?
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay. We're excited to have him. I think Rick said it all right there. We just sat in downstairs, Rick and I, and spoke to Will about, hey, just come in here and work hard every day, try to get better every single day. We've got a very good core group of leaders, veteran leaders in our locker room that are going to really welcome Will, and there's a lot of great guys in there to learn from, namely DeAndre Hopkins at that position. So we feel really good about the position, and we just want Will to come in here and do what he did at Notre Dame. Work hard every day, try to get better, and be a great teammate.
Hey, Will, can you talk us through the whirlwind of the last maybe 12 hours? Obviously, you left quite early this morning. Your thoughts, did you get sleep last night? you're in the limo driving in. You see the city for the first time, you know. And I know you're soft-spoken and don't say a lot, but let's be real effusive here, okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy last, couple of hours. These last days, you know, it's been amazing, though. You know, it's everything I wanted, you know, since I was seven when I started playing football. So, like I said before, it's a dream come true to play in the National Football League and just to play for the Houston organization. You know, looking forward to getting on that field and playing.
Question for maybe Rick and Bill. Mr. McNair says the same thing you guys did last night. This guy was our top wide receiver target. You talked about some of the attributes last night. Specifically, what stood out about what you saw him do that excited you so much about plugging him into your offense?
Well, I just want to really kind of expand on what Mr. McNair said earlier, you know, and not to speak for Rick. I'm not trying to speak for Rick, but I think one of the things that Rick and I have done this offseason is we've worked very hard together. We've watched a lot of tape together. We said yesterday, and Bob may get mad at this, but we both need vacations here pretty soon. But we've really
we'll discussed that.
Yeah,
later.
yeah, paid vacations. But no, just but no, we've worked extremely hard together with Rick and I, but also the scouting staff and the coaching staff. And, you know, it takes a while. You know, in your first year, you're trying to get the lay of the land and. Second year, getting a little bit better, and then going into our third year together, I feel good about the way that we work together. And so when it comes to the receiver position, you know, we feel like we have a diverse, group of guys. You know, we've got guys that have all different types of skill sets. You know, our expectations for Will are obviously high. You know, anytime you draft a guy in the first round, you have high expectations for him. But what we want him to do is come in here every single day and work extremely hard to like I said, be a good teammate, do what we ask him to do on offense, and really just blend into our locker room. We've got a good group of core leaders in our locker room that are really going to guide the way for him.
Will, when you hear your coach, the owner, the GM say, hey, we need to trade it up because we wanted this guy, how does it make you feel, and what's your reaction to that?
Great, and it makes me just even want to work harder. You know, I feel like I'm already one of the hardest working guys that I know myself. So, like they keep saying and keep repeating, you know, it's important just to keep my head down and keep working, continue to get better. And wherever that leads me, that's where I want to go.
Will in the back over here. So, obviously, you've got incredible speed. Describe to me your speed. Are you a flat line guy? Are you quick and shifty? When did you realize you were this fast?
When I started growing my hair. I think that's when I started getting a little faster. I wasn't too fast in high school, but I can't explain my speed. I just run fast. I don't know.
Well, can you describe your matriculation from being in a camp under Bill O'Brien under high school, and now here you are sitting on the dais with the Texans logo in the background? Can you explain that matriculation? How you feeling right now?
You know, I'm feeling great. You know, there's no other way to explain that. You know, being in the situation I am with Coach O'Brien, and just knowing him from high school recruitment. You know, I'm comfortable with him already.
Rick and Bill, last year when you guys drafted Kevin Johnson, he had a really strong family background, and that obviously played into your decision to take him. What did you like so much about Will's background, Notre Dame? What you saw in him as a person and in terms of his personal character?
Yeah, Brian, we do a lot of research. You know, I think, first of all, and I've said this a couple times already today, the scouts, the area scouts, the national scouts, obviously, you know, Rick, these guys do a ton of research on these guys. And because we're coaching during the season, so when the season ends, that's when we begin the process of, you know, free agency and the draft. And then what I try to do on my own is to talk to the head coaches of these different players. And when you talk to Brian Kelly, who I have a lot of respect for, you know, known him for a long time. I was up there last year at Notre Dame. I saw Will practice. I spoke at their clinic. Brian Kelly speaks very highly of this guy. His work ethic, showing up every day at practice, high football intelligence, all the things that they try to do with him there. So that resonated with me. And then I'm familiar with his family. You know, I've just from the high school recruitment, like Will said, we couldn't hold on to him at Penn State, but we got familiar with his family. He comes from a great background, and we're, like I said, we're looking forward to working with him.
So, Bill, when you had your first conversation with him, I mean, how quickly did you forgive him for that changing his mind a few years ago?
Forgive and forget. No, we you know, the thing is, Dale, one of the things I remember about him is when he drove from Philly to Penn State for that camp that everybody's talking about, I think he jumped out of the car, and Fitzy, our strength coach at the time, who's here with us now, said, hey, get on the starting line and run your 40. And I think he ran a 4.3 right out of the car, driving from 3.5 hours away. So we knew he could run. We said this would be a guy that we would like to have in our program. But, no, he's, like I said, going now and talking to the coaches at Notre Dame, who spoke very highly of him. We're very, very excited about working with him.
Will, can you elaborate a little bit on what you thought of Coach O'Brien when you met him the first time? And did you kind of laugh a little bit inside at the irony of how this ends up playing out for you?
Not really. You know, Coach O'Brien was always straightforward. You know, especially when I was in high school. You know, he wanted me to run routes. You know, just the way he wanted me to run them. And I remember when he gave me the scholarship offer. Everything was straightforward, and you know, I really appreciate that from him.
Well, how familiar are you with Brock Osweiler? And do you lick your chops when you watch video and think about what you guys can do on the field?
When they called my name yesterday, he was one of the first ones to text me. So I'm looking forward to working with him.